This is the first one. Title, goodbye. Your prayers, please. Dear colleagues, with great thanks for your huge supports and prayers you and all colleagues gave us through the last week. But I, with regret, I must say, things are getting worse. Electricity and water are now completely stopped, with the stop of fuel for private generator. With the severe boom, I'd have to leave home to nearby. Unfortunately, an announcement they distribute by strike planes says they are planning a more mass destruction to the northern government, which is the closest to them, having about 1 million residents, and where I live. Things are not clear, but sounds the aura is behind us. I might be leaving at any moment tonight, but I don't know where to go. I depend entirely on God to guide us. I've just managed to charge some minutes from a neighbor solar system, so make email out a reply. Sorry, colleagues, I need to put your name to handle work-related issues and a few messages. I appreciate your prayers, support, and all of you know inside and outside to the humanitarian civil cause, and please help us stop in this madness. Very best. Goodbye to all of you. I will also like to read a second message that came in just before we have started this interview. The message reads, we no longer know who is alive and who is killed in Gaza. It's taking them too long. Ask them please to finish us all. The world will surely be a better place without Gaza and its people. And then the world leave us alone. People killed every second. Our homes destroyed. No water. No electricity, and all basic human needs is not here. We are just breathing hardly. The last message, smell of explosive is filling the air inside and outside the houses. Look like it's the end for the people living in here.